This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking now. And Tara Grosvenor joins us once again. Tara, welcome back onto the podcast.
It's great to be back again.
Tara, you mentioned in our first chat that the bike is an area that you have been struggling with of late and something that you're working really hard on. Has it come easy to you, or does it feel like hard work?
I would say that the biking's been the hardest discipline for me to get my head around and to be able to push, and it's one that's taken the longest to build.
Why do you think that is?
If I'm honest, I think I was probably unsure about hurting for some reason on the bike, and I hadn't quite got my head around it being okay to hurt, and that was the norm. And I probably wasn't pushing myself or challenging myself enough because of that. But I think I've overcome that hurdle, and I'm starting to see good improvements now.
It's interesting you say that. Do you think that came from a self-preservation point of view, or was it a case, and what I mean by that is that you were thinking of the run, that you can't push too hard on the bike because you need to worry about the run, or was it that you just didn't enjoy the pain of pushing on the bike?
I think it was the fear of not being able to complete a session, or not being able to complete the bike. If I'm out on the bike on a long course, you know, feeling really horrible for the last section of the bike and bonking, you know, so to speak. And then, yeah, from a racing perspective, if I'm feeling like that, then it's not going to be a pleasant run experience. And running is really one of my, and it's where I came from, and it's probably my stronger discipline. So, a little bit of self-preservation as well.
So what have you done to build that confidence on the bike?
I don't know that I've done anything specific, if I'm honest. Over this winter, my coach has challenged me a bit more. He's given me harder sessions, knowing that I'm uncertain about the bike and knowing that it's my bugbear of not being as quick as the other girls on the course. So I guess I've been given harder sessions, and when I'm told to do something, I'm a little bit like a lemming, and I just walk off the cliff and go and do it. And actually, when I start doing it and I start hitting the numbers, that's starting to give me that confidence over the winter. And once you see that it's almost like you see some improvement, and then it's like, oh, I want more of that. And you've had a bite of that cherry, and that's really started something. So yeah, I have started feeling that things have started improving from this winter's training.
Is it just a feeling, or are you seeing it in your times as well?
It's a feeling. It's how I feel, but it's also the times are definitely getting quicker, and my results are definitely getting quicker. So I do some individual sport racing as well. So when I do my time trials, when I'm comparing my power outputs and my times, it's definitely all going in the right direction.
Let's talk about the gadgets and the, you mentioned power. Have you always trained to power, or have you, when you started out, was it heart rate? Tell me about what are some of the metrics that you do track?
Yeah, so I would say, like I mentioned in an earlier podcast, I did mention that we trained a lot to feel. So when I started out, if I was doing longer rides, often it would be ignore the power, just go and ride your bike to feel. It should feel like, you know, 5 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. But yeah, I've always, from quite an early stage, I've had a power meter and I use Watt bikes and so on. So obviously there's power readings on those. To be honest, I don't tend to use heart rate. It's not something I've ever really trained on. So yeah, it's generally power.
Are you a big gadget person? Does it matter to you what you use, or is it a case of, you know, if it spits out a number, I'm happy?
Well, I haven't, to be honest, switched out, switched out my power meter, so I've only ever used stages, and I'm happy with the with what it's giving me. When I'm at home, I ride tacks, and obviously I use the watt bike. So I'm, but I am cognizant of the fact that sometimes the readings are a bit out on some of these gadgets and gizmos. So it's always important to keep in mind that the power is just a number. To a certain degree, and actually, especially if you're racing, you also still need to be able to race to feel and appreciate that that's important, and not to get overwhelmed by numbers that are being spat out by a gadget or a gizmo.
You mentioned your first triathlon as well, the bike that you are on. You also mentioned that you've done a bike on a or a race on a rental bike. I take it you now own a bike. What are you riding?
So I now ride time trial. I ride an Argon 18 E119.
Is it fast?
She's super fast, and we get on well.
I love it. I love it. What are some of your favorite workouts to do on the bike, Tara? What do you love doing?
So I'd say one of my favorite workouts in this winter was doing some really hard 1 minute intervals. So 1 minute on, like super hard, and then a couple of minutes recovery. So doing a good block of those, so 10 odd of those, and then the favorite bit after that would be the tempo block. So doing a 20 minute tempo block at the end. I think the reason I enjoyed that is because it showed me that actually tempo doesn't hurt as much as the higher power stuff. So, and that it is possible to hold that power over time, even on tired legs.
And what is your favorite place to ride? Where do you love riding?
To be honest, I love riding new roads. So I'm a little bit, crazy with going clickety click on a map in ride with GPS or Garmin Connect, and often that works out quite well. I've ended up in a few interesting situations with Fords and so on around us, and I do enjoy traveling abroad to ride where the tarmac's good and the sun's out.
Brilliant. Well, Tara, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time now.
Great, speak to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by Double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.